All right, so I'm here with Lewis Ortiz, and it is Wednesday, December 17th, week before Christmas break. So, Lewis, in your practicing this past week, talking about this past week, were there some things that got better in your pieces or in your playing? Something that got better through practicing this past week?
This past week, I was working on mostly pieces that I would be playing this Friday at the Phase 2 recital.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, well, I looked at all the music I needed to get done, and so I realized that I had a lot of work to do. And as I was going over, you know, each piece, mostly the one I was working on in lessons and then going my way up to like phase two pieces and then phase three pieces,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that there was always like just one thing I had to work on in each one, and I feel like that I actually like accomplished what I wanted to, you know, what I wanted to mm-hmm. be worked on those pieces.
I see. So you're saying you'd be working on a piece and you'd realize there's maybe one or two things on the piece, like a goal you'd like to fix.
Right.
Can you just give me an example of something that might have come up this past week?
Like in the Jeff Hudson many pieces for the string quartet. I remember in rehearsals that Chloe wanted us to have like good intonation on certain parts because we would all have the same notes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I was working on that for the phase three.
Could you actually point it out to me in your music? Like where, here, and actually could you play it if you wouldn't mind? Just the intonation spot, I'm curious. Yeah, could you play just a little bit of it, just so we have an idea of what you're talking about? Okay, so what was it in that particular piece that you were working on for on intonation?
I think we talked about having our G's and our F's kind of going together because those were the notes that were like not really together because of the octaves,
right?
You know, all throughout.
Okay. No, that's great. Were there any things that after practicing for a while you still found was pretty hard and you were really struggling with, or?
I think I found two things that were difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shifting in the air piece in the
uh-huh.
beginning of the piece and
yeah, finding that D up there.
Right.
Yeah, that's tricky.
And also the slurs in the second concerto.
Oh, in the sights.
In the sights, yes. In the sights.
Oh, the da 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 da.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
Just kind of knowing like what comes next and like you know what. Like, what was the order? Because almost everything was repetitive, so it was, mm-hmm. like, hard to keep track,
mm-hmm.
you know, the flow of the whole,
yeah.
you know, piece. Of that whole section, actually.
Right, right. What sort of practice techniques did you use on those difficult passages?
first I would play it like really fast because like I don't know, I just tried to just get it out. But then I realized like, whoa, like slow down. Let me get it all in there. Alright, so by then I would just like take it like really slow and you know, in the sights, I just played it like really slow and then really loud so that I could just hear everything. And then after that I would, you know, I would pick it up to speed.
Gotcha. And did you find this past week when you were working that way or when you were deep into your practicing that sort of the rest of the world sort of disappeared and you were just there working on violin and you weren't even thinking about what was for dinner that night or what happened at school that day?
It was exactly like that. Like, I remember in the sights, I was really focused on getting those chords in the end.
Yeah.
It'd be almost perfect. And like, seriously, I don't remember what was going on when I was doing that. I was just so focused on getting the chords right. And
yeah, yeah.
At one point, it sounded really good. I just remember going like around the house saying, oh, did you hear that? Like, you know, seeing
nice.
What everyone thought. And then I went back, you know, went through the whole piece, and then it ended up coming out. You know, better than how I went about it before.
So what motivates you these days to continue to practice and want to play? Like, what's your motivation?
I think my motivation is, like, moving on to something new. Because I think that actually helps, because you actually been doing that this the start of this year, where we would be working on something and then we'd be like, here, take a look at this, and I'm like, ooh, a new piece, but I gotta finish this first, so let me make this one good so we can actually move on. So I think that's what I always, you know, I'm always looking forward to the next big thing.
Next challenge.
Yeah, the next big thing that we're gonna be working on, so.
Cool. Well, I know you gotta go to Capoeira, so I'll, this concludes the interview. So the next time we talk will just be somewhere next month. So, okay. Thanks, Louis. So this is Louis Ortiz, December 17th.